A man has been found guilty of headbutting former Ireland international and Manchester United midfielder Roy Keane. He'd been working for Sky Sports at the Emirates Stadium in North London when he was assaulted by 43-year-old Scott Law from Essex last September. Julian Drucker, correspondent with Channel 5 News, was in London in Highbury Corner Magistrates Court and joins us now. Remind us, Julian, of the incident that led to this case.
Hi there. Yes, this was September last year. Roy Keane, as you say, a pundit now, ex-Ireland international, was covering the match between Arsenal and Manchester United when he was attacked by this Arsenal fan, Scott Law. People may have seen the CCTV that was played at this trial. It shows Roy Keane being attacked by Scott Law, or rather the moments after it. The actual moment in question was obscured. The CCTV camera didn't pick it up. You can see a fight, but a judge has decided today that, yes, Roy Keane was attacked by Scott Law.
So what happened in court?
So there was this verdict read out today by the district judge, Angus Hamilton. He said that Law had been untruthful about what happened. He said there was no reason that Roy Keane should have been picked on in particular. Mr. Keane was calm and not agitated, he said. And, you know, he said Roy Keane has the reputation as a so-called hard man of football, but he said that was years ago. It was confined to the football pitch. I'm sure that Mr. Law assaulted Mr. Keane. And Scott Law did not react as this verdict was delivered.
What happens to Scott Law now?
Well, he has indicated via his lawyer that he is going to appeal. Roy Keane wasn't in court today, but he missed hearing the verdict and the punishment dished out to Scott Law. He has been banned from attending football matches, a banning order, ordered to complete 80 hours of unpaid work, and he must also pay legal costs of £650 plus a victim surcharge of £114. But as I said, he is suggesting he is going to appeal this offence.
Julian Drucker, a Channel 5 news correspondent, thank you for speaking.